This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Civil War?
The third?
Captain Kickass is going to tell us about that.
It may already be happening.
Possible bank collapse as well. So there's a lot to talk about here tonight. Plus, I still want to get to the story about the Seattle cops. Maybe hundreds of them could be fired.
Woo-hoo!
And, yeah, we'll tell you why.
It's a celebration, bitches.
We'll get into that. But with you tonight, it's Ian.
Bakeless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
First, we go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We got John on the line in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WDO right over. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to go into the whole Dr. Fauci thing with the mitigation procedure, and you've got to have a mask on in a swimming pool, the showers, the saunas, everybody's vaccinated. I need you to get your pet vaccinated, your gerbils, microorganisms. It's a must that we vaccinate those as well. We're also going to have to start vaccinating the green grass that grows under your feet.
It's pretty good impression.
Yeah, not bad.
Thanks, guys. But anyway, real quick, I just wanted to, I got this prayer that I wrote. It's short and sweet. If you guys would allow me to just recite it over the phone real quick, I think that'd be great.
Yeah, I'm a reverend, so, yeah.
All right.
Reverend Captain Kickass. Here you go, Rev. You ever felt guilty about something to the point that you actually fear praying to God about it?
No.
No, that's kind of the point, actually.
I know, but a lot of people, you'd be surprised how many people do something and then they're kind of timid about talking to God about what they just did. So it goes a little something like this. Oh, please, Lord God, have mercy when I come to you ashamed, when the guilt built up inside me has me scared to say your name. For I chose this life of darkness, full of hurt and full of pain. For I chose this path I walk on, and I have no one to blame. God, I beg of your forgiveness, and I ask of you, have mercy. Lord, shine your light upon my plight, and show me that I'm worthy.
Amen.
That's nice, John.
I feel like there should have been some you know, folk six-string, 12-string guitar in there, you know, like a very folky, you know, some harmonies, some Crosby, Stills, Nash kind of action.
Let's counter that with a man that some people actually do believe is God. Here is the latest from Fauci. I've been holding on to this one.
He certainly thinks he is.
I've been waiting for your call.
I am science.
John, on this one. It's been a few days on this one. It's a quickie clip here, about 30 seconds. Here he is.
But you are a member of society. And as a member of society, reaping all the benefits of being a member of society, you have a responsibility to society. And I think each of us, particularly in the context of a pandemic that's killing millions of people, you have got to look at it and say there comes a time when you do have to give up what you consider your individual right of making your own decision for the greater good of society.
How about no?
That? Yeah, what do you think about that, John?
John?
I guess he hung up. Thanks for the call. He was so disgusted by what he was saying.
You know,
he couldn't handle it.
I couldn't blame you if that's the case.
I couldn't blame you.
Look, you live in society.
Did I get an option on that? Because
no.
I have chosen a society to live in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is a society that I do actually live in. They believe in the non-aggression principle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really happy to do everything in my power to keep them as healthy as possible.
Yeah, that's a good point. The society I live in is chosen. I actually signed a document called the Shire Society Declaration back in 2010 at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There were dozens of people who signed the initial Shire Society Declarations, which were written up on hemp paper with calligraphy and very, very beautiful, very nice. There's one framed in the corner of the studio over here, actually. You can go online to shiresociety.com. People have signed, thousands of people have signed this declaration over the years, online, in person. I've gone to the county fair and had people sign it at the county fair, and I've, you know, again, people have signed it online. And that particular society is actually a society that is a voluntary society, because that's what a society is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a voluntary association of individuals who've come together for a common purpose. And when you choose to join a society, you do agree
and
to whatever the terms are.
With common values.
And thank you both for illustrating as succinctly as you have what a society is.
Yeah.
Because far too many people on planet Earth think that government is society, and society is government. They conflate the two.
Yes, they do, and that's what he's doing here.
Right. That's exactly, very precisely what he is doing, and what all politicians seem to do is get you to believe that there is no difference between government, the organization, and society, the concept.
But there's a key difference.
There's a huge difference.
The key difference is voluntarism. The societies are voluntary associations. Governments, by their definition, govern, which means to control.
Yes.
Which means they are generally not voluntary.
Well, it is very much a hypnotist trick. So people, in general, like to be peaceful with each other. That is deep in our bones. Like, that is what being human is we like to be with other humans when they're healthy. And what government does is they take credit for that. It's very much like a hypnotist trick when I say, in a moment you will blink, and that will bring you further into a trance. It's exactly that same trick. You're going to be peaceful, and that's my doing.
Yeah, that is the trick.
No, right. that's our doing. That's what human beings do with each other, is be peaceful. You're just taking credit for it.
That's a great point, because that is part of the mythology of government, the idea being that, whoa, you can't leave the government. You can't exit the United States. You can't have no around, because then it will be anarchy and it will be chaos, and they always love to pretend as
blood though. In the streets and Mad Max and all of that.
Without government, society will collapse. No, government will collapse. Society will be just fine.
Yes, societies are natural. People choose to be around each other, and people do it voluntarily, and people do it peaceably, because that's the most productive way. Yeah, you could have a bunch of fighting, but eventually that's going to come to an end, because you can't sustain that lifestyle.
And I've said it a bunch, but in the past, before the government was in every portion of your life in some way, shape, or form, there were these organizations to do things that the governments claim monopolies on, health care and, you know, all sorts of things. And these were called
friendly societies.
Friendly societies.
Or mutual aid societies.
Mutual aid societies. Yes. Yeah. Society exists independently of the organization commonly known as government.
Well, and since we're tackling mythologies here, so there's this idea that, okay, well, you have to sacrifice your absolute freedom to live in a society, and I've been thinking about that. I actually don't want to kill anybody. I don't want to harm anybody. I might get excited at some point and get angry and, like, you know, lose my rational self, but in general, like, I don't want to hurt anyone, ever. So this idea that I'm actually giving something up to live in a society is nonsense. No, I'm not giving up anything.
And why should you?
Right.
Well, so, what benefit could you possibly
lose the absolute freedom of harming other people? I didn't want to do that in the first place. I'm not giving anything up to live in society.
Yeah, what could you possibly give up, and what would you get in return for that?
Right.
And what would that deal be exactly? I know that they claim...
Well, you give up the ability to murder people in order to not get murdered, and how about, I didn't want to murder anyone in the first place.
I have already murdered all of the people that I want to.
Right.
Zero.
Exactly.
It just so happens that number is zero. That's how many people I've already committed all of the murder that I want to.
Right. Yeah, the suggestion, of course, by the government or by the state is that if it weren't for them, if it weren't for their police specifically, honestly, if it weren't for their police, then you know, people would just be killing people in the streets, and it's just nothing could be further from the truth. The reason why people don't go out and commit, you know, murder generally, obviously there are psychopaths, and those are exceptions, and some of them work for the government.
They tend to end up at the top of government corporation.
So, you know, excluding the psychopaths, which are a very, very small percentage of the human population, most people don't do that stuff, and that's because, again, it is to their benefit to not kill their fellow man, because we can empathize with our fellow man, and the police being there or not being there really has no effect on this. None whatsoever. In fact, the police don't even solve most of the murders.
No.
They solve the they do not solve the majority of murders, the supermajority of them out there. There's more coming up here in moments. 603-283-6160. You can join us here. It's Free Talk.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
captain.
And we've told you about Intercoin. It can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. If there's a token you want to launch or an app that you want to build, you can go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. While you're there, if you want, you can get some Intercoin investor tokens for yourself over at intercoin.org. As we continue here, we will take your calls and thoughts. We just played a ridiculous clip of Anthony Fauci claiming the same old story from these bureaucrats. Because whether it's Fauci or the bureaucrats in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, I've heard the same line from them. Oh, well, you're in society, and so therefore you got to do what we say. And in his case, he's saying that what they say is that you now have to give up your right of making your own decision for the so-called greater good. Now, who is it that gets to decide what the greater good is?
I'm certainly not giving it up to Anthony Fauci.
They are the ones who claim they know what the greater good is based on what's benefiting them, which, of course, is helping their buddies at Pfizer or Moderna or whatever. And I would like to opt out. OK, so I don't want to be part of their society. I don't care whatever the benefits are with Social Security or the police or go ahead. Count me out. OK, I just don't want to pay into it. And I don't want to do what you tell me to do because I don't want to be part of this. And that's one of the reasons why we founded the Shire Society years ago, is because these government bureaucrats kept on telling us that literally the same story. Oh, well, you're part of our society. Well, no, I'm not.
And if you carry that to its logical conclusion, because all people are individuals and have different preferences for things and different needs, why, it only makes sense that everybody eventually becomes a society of one.
Mm. I don't think you can have that.
I'm a society of one.
I think you have to have more than one member in order to be a society.
And when exactly did I become a member of your society?
Right. Darn good question.
Was it
Can you show me my sign-up?
Was I born into some kind of slavery? Because that seems
Did I pay a membership fee? Well, I continuously pay this membership fee.
Did it happen when I was 7 years old? Because I once spoke to a lawyer who told me that this law over here, back in Colorado, says that you became part of our society at 7.
Huh.
Yes.
Interesting claim. What did you do at 7?
Aged, apparently.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. You can share whatever is on your mind with us. We go to Ray. He's listening to WVFT-FM in Tallahassee, Florida. Go ahead, Ray.
Hey. I want to say I appreciate y'all's show very much. I really appreciate the level of intelligence that I'm hearing here, because what I'm finding out about the world anymore is just about anywhere you go, people are insane.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Yielded to the Church of Dr. Fauci. It's a new religion.
Yeah.
It's a new religion that will bring you to your knees.
Oh, it's the same religion, you'll find out if you keep looking. It's the same religion, just got a new reverend, that's
mm-hmm.
all. Anthony Fauci's the newest.
Oh, science. The science. Questioning things is not the science. You must not question the science that is Dr. Fauci.
Another empty suit with a different name.
That's so contrary to what science is, isn't it? Because science is always questioned.
That's right. That's the point.
Yes.
If you can't question it, it's not science, it's propaganda.
Exactly.
It's amazing how many people do not understand that.
Right.
Anything else you want to share, Ray?
You got to deal with that even in your own family. Now, I want to say that I think I had COVID. I'm not going to go to the doctors and the hospitals and ask them if I had it, but I looked at my symptoms, and I had, flu-like symptoms it was hard for me to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured, well, that might be COVID. So
did you lose your sense of taste? Were you unable to taste
food? I didn't lose the sense of taste or smell, but with the lung problem, and I don't ever have any lung problems, so I contacted America's Frontline Doctors, and they gave me a prescription for, I asked them for hydroxychloroquine, and they gave me that, and they gave me ivermectin, and so I was able to get that in a few days. I've been thankful, and I got over it. So, look, I've got something.
May I ask how old you are, Ray? You sound a little on the older side.
I'm 68. Just turned 68 in the fall.
68. And how long did this malady last you through, the entire thing with treatment?
Well, I would say about a week.
About a week. All right. And what would you say? How would you rank it on some of the flus that you've had in your life? Like, worst one or not so much?
It was It was pretty rough. Yeah, mm-hmm. compared. I've had a flu before, but I've never had flu with lung problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I figured, well, I must have had COVID. But here, I'm gonna tell you, I want to say this now. People that are still trusting in the PCR test aren't even going by the science, because the CDC has already said that they're worthless.
Yep.
And that's right. With that in mind, if you believe what the CDC has said about the PCR test, and even the man that made the test says you can't trust the test, especially for the fact that they run them at cycles that destroys anything that might show you anything. What happens is they run it at 40 cycles, and it can tell you that you've got anything. So they get false positives, and then people believe that they believe these numbers that's been coming across in media, and so it exacerbates the fear. And that's what the whole thing is based on. We know it's not about your safety. It's all about making you fearful, so you run down and take that vaccine. The vaccine is designed to destroy the population, according to Mr. Bill Gates himself. Let me quote you what Bill Gates said.
Please, go ahead.
You can go to YouTube, and you can listen to him saying on that film called Something to Zero. What was that film called? Innovating to Zero.
Mm.
He says, if we do a really good job using vaccines, healthcare, and reproductive services, we can bring the numbers down. He's talking about the population in particular.
Yeah.
So this thing is not about saving lives. This is about destroying lives to bring the population down, because he's so concerned about climate change hoax.
There are a bunch of freaks like him that really do believe in this stuff, and they don't hide it. They will come right out and say it.
There's a whole section of humanity, both elite and not, that believe that we are some kind of a disease on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
that we need to reduce the population, and it's absolutely insane. And anyone who still thinks that, please look up this dude Malthus. Malthus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he came across this idea centuries ago, and he said, well, our population is increasing exponentially, our ability to create food is increasing mathematically, and that means that eventually we will reach this point where we will all starve to death. And he was completely wrong, because our ability to create technology is also increasing exponentially.
It's unlimited.
Exponentially. Yeah. We are creating a new world. Always. I mean, plastics didn't exist. Before that, aluminum wasn't a building material. I mean, we're coming up with these new
things over and over. Oil was a farm pollutant. To even go back further, Adobe, right?
Yeah.
You know, all of these things. The wheel. You know, all of these things are inventions because we have the gift. And with that in mind, like, I still kind of subscribe to the custodian of Earth philosophy.
Right.
Right? Because human beings are intelligent. We're smart enough to know that the Earth is a finite resource. It's the only place that we got. And so let's make sure that what we do and what we invent isn't going to kill us all. As long as we do that, have at it.
Thank you, Ray. I want to say I appreciate the call. Thanks for sharing your story with your COVID story. I appreciate hearing from you. The number here is 603-283-6160. It's a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Again, 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk about the police. You know, they were brought up earlier and the idea that they're keeping people safe. Well, Seattle's police department might just get...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Biden's inability to secure the southern border is leading to the deaths of American children as drug cartels take advantage of the nation's vulnerability. Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican of Tennessee, is in Mission, Texas, as Operation Lone Star gets underway.
To wherever it is they are going in the United States, and as you said, all the time, the cartel gets richer. They are making millions of dollars every week. This needs to stop.
Operation Lone Star has Texas Department of Public Safety troopers assigned to the Texas-Mexico border working to crack down on human trafficking. Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom admits in a recent article published by the LA Times that his 12-year-old daughter has not yet received the vaccine despite being qualified. This is USA Radio News. President Joe Biden's popularity among everyday Americans is taking a beating. Biden's approval rating has dropped to 38%, according to a Quinnipiac University poll released Wednesday. That's down from 42% 3 weeks ago and from a high of 50% in mid-February. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki explains.
20% of the country who've decided not to get vaccinated. No question that's having an impact. And of course, as the president has said, the buck stops with him.
An analysis of various polls by 538 shows it remains at 44%. That is 6 points higher than the Quinnipiac poll. Food prices across the world have risen to their highest levels in a decade on the back of tightening supply conditions and robust demand, according to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. Accounting for the bulk of the rise in the index were higher prices of most cereals and vegetable oils. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160 if you want to join us here, and you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Live Saturday episode of the show. And in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
Speak with Mountaineer.
And the Lord, Dr. Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, but I do want to let you know about something really stupid that's going to happen here on the radio. Well, actually, not on the radio. It'll be an after show. So
derp.
Technically will be too stupid for the radio. It's also probably going to include some profanity, so
I feel like I need an invite to this thing.
Yeah, well, you're getting it right now.
Are we bringing back Freer Talk Live?
Yeah, Freer Talk Live is coming back. It'll be featuring Arya and Conan on Tuesday night, October 12th. They will be eating hot peppers progressively, starting with jalapeno. Easy, no problem.
This will be a spicy program.
Moving up to a habanero, then moving, I believe, to the ghost pepper, which is, I think, a million Scoville units.
God, I'm breaking a sweat just thinking about this.
If they can get through that, they are then going to try to eat the Carolina Reaper, which is supposedly the hottest pepper in the world, while attempting to have a discussion on the air. So they're going to have ice cream, apparently, on the ready, and milk, you know, just in case, because they're going to need it. It could be pretty brutal. and it will be two of our hosts torturing themselves for your amusement. So you can watch it at video.freetalklive.com. It starts at about 10:30 Eastern time on Tuesday night, the 12th.
And the best thing about this is that their torture is voluntary.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yep. They are in a torture society. A voluntary torture society with peppers.
Which, to be fair, you do actually need at least two people to be in a society.
So.
No, you have to.
I think you do. I think
however,
you don't think so.
I
think
however,
you can have a society
you can,
with yourself.
You can have a kingdom of one. Mm. And I actually consider that to be the ideal form, is that each of us is a kingdom.
Okay, sure. And in my kingdom is a society in which I only allow myself to be in.
Well, as a sovereign being, you can use that word the way you like.
Hold on. What if you have more than one personality?
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying, like, you could be a single human person,
right?
Like, but you could be Captain Kick-Ass.
Well,
you could be also another person.
Well,
the same person.
Perhaps I have an alter ego. Have, in fact, many personalities. There's angry me, happy me, silly me, goofy me, which are very similar.
Sleepy, grumpy, dopey.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
You are all seven dwarfs.
I am certainly, right now, I am certainly not the me that I am when I'm hungry. You don't want to meet that.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We got Cameron on the line in Tennessee. Cameron, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
So I was in a class yesterday, English class in college, and we're reading this book called So You Want to Talk About Race. And I really don't want to read it. But
yeah, I was going to say, I really don't want to talk about race. I'd rather we just all be in the human race. But go ahead.
No, that's the name of the book.
I know. I'm just saying. It doesn't sound like something I want to talk about.
I mean, are we talking about people running in a circle? Are we talking about NASCAR? What kind of a race are we talking about?
It's college, Captain. You know exactly what kind. Go ahead, Cameron.
All right. So I have to read it. I have to play the game. I don't have to, but I prescribed to play the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. I'm doing it.
You signed up for the class. You got to get through it. Okay.
Yeah, all right. So then he goes into a discussion about topics that are systematically racist, and he brings up cryptocurrency. And I'm like, how the hell – I bit my tongue there. But how is cryptocurrency systematically racist? But
and what did he say?
Is it in the same context that mathematics is systematically racist?
No.
Huh? All right, I'm confused. So what was his rationale or explanation for why he is saying that cryptocurrency is somehow racist?
He was arguing against himself, and I had to bite my tongue, but I'll just tell you.
Of having multiple personalities.
But can you sum it up? I mean, can you sum up what he was trying to blather out?
All right. I'll give you a summarization to the best of my ability. Black people are less inclined to trust the government. That was his baseline argument.
I've seen some data to support that assertion.
But this is why they and I get along.
Harumph.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and that's why
anecdotal. That's anecdotal. That's not.
Okay.
But what does that have to do with cryptocurrency?
Yeah,
keep going. Keep going.
Yeah, that doesn't have anything to do with cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah.
That was my mindset also. That you're basically saying what I was saying in my head. But this is the baseline argument that he's presenting.
Mm.
And then he said, well, this is not a fiat currency, but black people will be more inclined to buy it. So he was arguing against himself, but at the same time arguing for it.
I can certainly hope so, but I don't see how that adds up to...
Racist?
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like... So he's saying that black people would be more likely to get into cryptocurrency? Well, that'd be fantastic, because then they would be more likely to gain wealth, and then that would increase their, you know, if they're a poor black person, that would increase their status in life quite a bit, you know? Like, we were just talking about the Shiba Inu, a ridiculous token. Somebody made this token in... just another Ethereum token, right? Mm-hmm. Like, anybody can go and just spin up their own token.
Well, since Doge is working so well, let me make this pseudo-Doge.
And, you know, when this came out a year ago, I'm like, like, oh, great, another one of these things. And I didn't do anything about it, of course. But had you put, apparently, somebody said on Twitter to Twitter that if you put $1,000 into Shiba Inu, you'd have like $200 million if you put it in right at the beginning. It's crazy,
well,
man.
Well, it's still a better currency than the U.S. dollar. I mean,
this is a fact. I can't really take that away from any of these things.
Thank you, well, Cameron. Oh, go ahead.
Now, why would a professor say that it's systematically racist? These are the people that are supposed to be teaching. They're indoctrinating people.
Well, it's literally called circular logic. So they go into every situation with the belief that white people are evil and racist, which are largely the same thing in their minds. And since there is this thing, it must also prove that white people are evil and racist.
It's ridiculous, honestly.
No, it's utter insanity. Yeah. But, I mean, frankly, that's what you get in college.
Thank you, Cameron, for the call tonight. I do appreciate you sharing your college story with us there. Now, Piklis, you had something you wanted to add.
Yeah. Our previous caller had mentioned, and he was in his 60s, I guess, taking ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Mm-hmm. So I will preface this. I am not a doctor, but from my research, it appears to be somewhat of a consensus among the, like, free press that, A, these are good things for the onset, the early onset of the virus, but are not effective if you have progressed sufficiently far into the viral infection. Mm. Now, what I have seen, and again, not a doctor, and I have no data to specifically back this up, but it is being said that once you have progressed into the sickness, what can work is an antioxidant of one kind or another, which seems to be why those are getting pulled from the shelves these days.
Interesting.
So, those are effective for the early onset, not for after you've actually developed very deep symptoms and potential hospitalization. At that point, it may work. If you happen to be in that situation or a loved one is, speak to a health professional about the possibility of antioxidants, because those seem to be the most effective way of pulling someone back from the brink, as it were.
Hopefully you have a trustworthy health professional who is not completely into this whole, you know, government-mandated nonsense, and they'll give you some honest advice.
Well, and to get a leg up on the antioxidants, talk to a nutritionist.
True.
There you go. All right, so 603-283-6160, that is the number. You can join us. You can bring up whatever is on your mind, whether it be crypto, the cops, society. You decide. It's up to you. The number is 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. Join us.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. The number, if you want to join us here, at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And the captain.
So I'm going to get to the stories. If we don't, it's fine. Because, you know, I love open phones. That's what the point of the show is. And we've had a ton of calls here tonight. Still several, a few more are on hold. But we do have room for you if you want to jump in. 603-283-6160. Coming up, are the Seattle police going to fire roughly a third of their entire police squad? We'll tell you about that on the way here. And if we get the chance, also a third civil war. Captain Kickass will tell us about it. But first, to your phone calls and thoughts. Jill is on the line first in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jill.
Hello. This notion that the individual must give up his own individual rights for the collective.
Mm. That's what Fauci said.
Well, I accept the philosophy of Ayn Rand, and I don't go along with that collectivist junk at all. She said society is only a number of individual men. Also, what I think is the only entity that literally exists is the individual. Not the family, not the state, not the nation, not the race.
It's the smallest minority, the individual.
Yes, and the actual entity that actually exists there in front of your eyes is the individual. Mm-hmm. And he is the one with the rights, not the collective.
That's right.
That is what Western civilization has been founded on as a principle since the get-go, is that the individual is the standard of measurement.
And in fact, when the folks who put together the thing known as the United States of America, that the government was going to be one that was the custodian that looked after protecting the rights of the individual.
Yeah.
I know.
How'd that work out?
They became the largest empire ever on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't do it by violating the rights of the people in other countries. I think it wasn't like Great Britain or the Roman Empire. But anyway, that's what I... That's
well, they've certainly violated the rights of people in other countries. I mean, look at the Middle East. They've ravaged those folks over there and destroyed all kinds of innocent lives. So what do we do about this, Jill? Because clearly, you know, the idea of a true voluntary society is lost on the statists out there, and they're running the schools. They're indoctrinating people. There's a bunch of people that agree with Fauci, that they want what he wants. They want to be told what to do.
I want to get rid of public schools. Government-operated, government-financed education.
I think that would be a nice step in the right direction. Unfortunately, I don't know if we have enough people in the same place to pull that off yet. And I think that's the reason why a lot of us have come to New Hampshire.
Well, it has to be done over time and on a state-by-state basis, I think.
Yeah.
And even on a family-by-family basis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the way that you get rid of government insert thing here is by doing non-government insert thing here.
Replace it with something better.
Right.
Replace it with an alternative. Thank you, Jill. I appreciate your thoughts tonight. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. And that's a big reason why a lot of the people have chosen, a lot of people like us, people that actually agree with what Jill was saying there, that individual rights are the most important, that freedom is the most important, that we want to not have these goons like Fauci and his cops and his so-called scientists telling us how to live. Those people, the people that understand the ideas of liberty, they've been coming here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project or the Shire Society or the, you know, unnamed migration of liberty-loving people coming to New Hampshire. There are thousands of us who have made this migration over the last 15 years, and more are moving in literally every week, and that's what it's going to take. It takes an actual choice to move for freedom.
And if Jill is right, then, and it has to be done on sort of a state-by-state basis, why, I don't know about you guys, but I'm happy to be the first state to, like, give it a shot.
Absolutely.
Right.
And that's what it's going to take. In fact, it will take one place to show the rest of the world the way. Like, okay, we're getting rid of government schools. You can still have a public school. You can have a school that is like 7-Eleven, is open to anyone who's in the public, as long as they wear shoes or whatever, right? Like, you can go in there and you can buy a thing. So you can still have a school that is open to anybody that wants to come and learn there. It just won't be funded by the threat of violence. It won't be funded through the threat against your property, which is exactly how they fund schools today. If you don't want to pay for the government school system, they're going to steal your house from you. That's what they do.
So if you want to live free, get up here and help us show them how it's done.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way out.
That's what it's going to take. And no, we don't want the kind of people who say, oh, well, yeah, once you guys secede, I'm coming up. No,
nope.
No. We don't need people like that. We need people that are willing to come help us declare independence. Help us get rid of the government schools. I mean, obviously,
help us form an independent society where we can be free and peaceful
and walk away peacefully from the United States. There is, of course, a bill in here in New Hampshire that is going to, hopefully, if it is passed by over 60% of the state house and the Senate, give the New Hampshire voters the opportunity to vote on declaring independence from the United States. And the gears are just beginning to turn on this. And already I think that it's got a lot of potential to attract a lot of support here in New Hampshire. I think a lot of the state reps don't understand how popular this idea is going to be. And I think it's going to be much bigger than some people think.
It could be an historic event.
Yeah. And just a quick note about going down to Mexico. You have to fill out paperwork like, what is your nationality?
Mm-hmm.
New Hampshire, USA.
You put that down there?
Oh, yeah, nice. Absolutely. Nice. And for very practical reasons. Mm-hmm. Like, one never knows how long this is going to take to return. And it may very well be, by the time I get back here, that New Hampshire has become independent of the USA.
Well, that'd be pretty sweet if we could do it in a week. But unfortunately,
well,
it's going
like
to be a little longer.
One never knows what may happen when trying to return.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Are they going to change the rules again, and then I'm going to have to do this, this, and this to get back here? Who knows? But just in case that should occur, that's exactly what I put down. The nation I am from is New Hampshire.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. David's on the line from New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, David.
Well, if government schools are that fantastic, it stands to reason that government courts are equally as fantastic. And so through the miracle of a crystal ball, which I have here in the form of hindsight, which we know to be 2020, as you just demonstrated, looking at a Dogecoin lookalike cryptocurrency, let's take a look through our crystal ball of hindsight at court performance measure. And looking at court records itself, I see that, and this is NewMexicoCourts.gov case lookup. Anybody can find it. I'm looking at the government's records here. And I searched for the name E-L-I-C-H, Elich, Kurt, K-U-R-T. And I find the performance of Judge M. Monica Zamora, who terminated the parental rights to my own children of me and adopted those children to Kurt Elich, that you can find in these court records. And then I read aggravated battery against a household member, strangulation or suffocation, felony, criminal sexual contact, misdemeanor, battery, household member, misdemeanor, battery, petty misdemeanor, assault, unlawful acts, threats, or conduct, petty misdemeanor. Now, of those
sounds
five
like
charges,
just the person who should be in charge of someone's children.
Oh, yeah.
Good thing the state took them away from you where they would be protected.
Yeah, and if you want to search Olson, O-L-S-O-N, David, 1964, oh, it should be said that Kurt Elich is 1980 to better understand the court records here. But if you search my records, you will find no equivalent or nearly equivalent criminal endeavors, especially against children. And the last two of those charges were against children. They were against my son that intervened when this person was attacking his mother.
You mean you don't run around strangling your family members? Jeez. What a piece.
Apparently, now I wasn't there, but in reading police reports, I did see that Mr. Elich was drunk and came home at 4 in the morning and proceeded to involve himself in these activities. But I wasn't there, so I really don't know. But what I do know is that years prior, Judge M. Monica Zamora in the state of New Mexico did do as I said. And luckily, though, the Wexler, Bustamante, and Kennedy at the New Mexico Court of Appeals had the wisdom to reverse the poor judgment of Judge M. Monica Zamora.
But this guy still got custody.
Well, he still did, and he lived with them right up till the day that he beat them up, and then he was moved out. So,
thank you, David, for the call tonight here. Of course, the government court system sucks in the same way that the schools do, as you pointed out, because they're monopolies. They have no meaningful competition. You're forced to use their services, no matter how lousy they might be or how expensive they may cost. There's more coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. Open phones for you at Free Talk Live.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.